Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina, and I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. Hey, J5V, you heard Matt Rhule got fired as a Carolina Panthers head coach? Yes, they say the Panthers have a drug problem. They keep getting drug up and down the field.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield put on a boot, and then they gave Matt Rhule the boot.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
Dorman versus Burns.
This series goes back 58 years to 1964, and the Rebels hold a 33-29 advantage over the Cavaliers. Coach Curtis's sword-swinging, feather-capped swashbucklers slashed the fight out of the Johnny Rebs from Dunkin' Donutsville in a big win at the U. Friday. Night's loser, the James F. Burns Rebels.
Somerville versus West Ashley.
The Green Wave has won 20 out of 23 games these two schools have played. The most famous win for the Wildcats came in 2011 when a field goal by a female kicker lifted them to a 10-7 victory over the winningest coach in the history of football, John McKissick. I don't think that happens again. Dem cats from yon side of the Ashley get caught at high tide with their paws in the green water in Flower Town and end up in a watery grave. Friday. Night's loser, the West Ashley Wildcats in a close one.
Seneca versus Daniel.
Daniel owns this rivalry with 48 wins and 72 meetings between these two teams. The kings of the Clemson jungle go hunting on the ridge and eat their fill of blue and gold mousers. Friday. Night's loser, the Seneca Bobcats.
Goose Creek versus Cane Bay.
The Gators are tops in this rival with 8 wins to the Cobras, 3 wins. The Pole Harbor Hooded Snakes suffocate the Duck Ditch Lizards with defense and eke out a win. Friday, Night's loser, the Goose Creek Gators.
Travelers Rest versus Chapman.
The Travelers Rest Devil Dogs haven't beaten the Chapman Panthers since 1974. They've met 7 times since that, with Chapman winning all 7. The Demon Hounds from Hell tear the Inman Cats to pieces for the first win in 48 years. Friday, Knight's loser, the Chapman Panthers.
Buford versus Chesterfield.
The Jackets lost for the first time in 3 years to the Braves last year, 83-70. Yes, 83-70. The game the year before was 56-55 win for Buford. The Lancaster County Sting swarms all over the Horned Goats and brings them to the dark and bloody ground of East L.A. Friday, Night's loser, the Chesterfield Rams.
Hilton Head versus Lucy Beckham.
This is the first ever meeting between the Bengals and the Seahawks. The Sea Pines Buccaneers get clawed up by Mount Pleasant's principal's big striped cats. Friday, Night's loser, the Hilton Head Seahawks.
Greenwood versus Westside.
Greenwood's won 29 games in the 36-year history of this series, but tonight, the worm has turned. The Horned Goats control the line of scrimmage and butt the Emerald City Raptors all the way out to 96. Friday, Night's loser, the Greenwood High Eagles.
Fort Mill versus Spring Valley.
The Yellow Jackets have never beaten the Vikings in football. Sometimes things don't change. Robin Bacon's Green and Gold Vandals from Sparkleberry Valley raid Rob McNeely's hive and take home all the honey. Friday, Night's loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Blythewood versus Clover.
Blythewood and Clover have met only twice. The Blue Eagles won the first game and the Bengals won the second game. Brian Lane's Blue Raptor Air Force drops the bomb on the purple putty tats in the Blythewood jungle. Friday, Night's loser, the Blythewood Bengals.
Catawba Ridge versus Lancaster.
In two games, Lancaster has yet to defeat Catawba Ridge. Zach Lendak's poisonous adders cripple Marcus Surratt's dancing bears and pour it on in the second half. Friday, Night's loser, the Lancaster Bruins.
South Point versus Indian Land.
The Stallions have never lost to the Warriors since this series began 4 years ago. The Big Red Chargers proved to be too tough to tame for the Panhandle Redskins, and they have to swim back across the Catawba to the real reservation. Friday, Night's loser, the Indian Land Warriors.
Nation Ford versus Rock Hill.
Rock Hill has won four out of the last six games and have eight wins overall in 12 meetings between these two teams. This will be the third time the game has been played in Fort Mill over the past 4 years. Bubba's Beasts have too much offense for Michael Allen's Blackbirds and get plucked in the second half. Friday, Night's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons.
Northwestern versus York.
York hasn't beaten Northwestern since Dean Boyd's brother Steve was the Cougars' head coach. The Trojans hold a 23-8 advantage in 31 meetings. Dr. Dean's White Rose Mountain Lions get slaughtered behind the walls of Troy by the Purple Legion of Doom. Friday, Night's loser, the York Cougars. That's all the time we have this week. Thank you for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take a little time out to support high school football in your hometown and then listen to the games on the OTS Sports Network. J5V, that's all.
Radio Gino, we're out of here.
Push it back, way back.
Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling tonight.